Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart. We're here.
Browns veterans reporting today as if they haven't already. Some guys I'm sure have been around, so good to go. Tomorrow, Andy, expected to be on the practice field. This is the real deal. I think 26 of the NFL teams have their players reporting today. This is the official day.
I can feel the excitement. You're like oozing with enthusiasm.
Well, it is exciting, isn't it?
It is. I'm ready to go. August 8th, is that the first preseason game? I'm trying to remember, it's right off the top. I had it memorized there for a second.
Did you?
Let's go, man. Let's go. Let's
memorized for a second. Then it really wasn't memorized. It was just a thought in your head.
Yeah, it was kind of a quick one.
But yeah.
It can't get here fast enough. I'm ready. I mean, you've been
saying this for a while. Why are you so pumped?
I'm pumped for everything. Like, let's be honest. You know, the Browns have four quarterbacks. No one knows what this thing's going to look like. There's a lot of mystery and intrigue with what's going to happen. And you know, somewhere deep down in my distorted Cleveland-based sports football mind,
yeah,
I believe that they have a chance. And wouldn't it be great if one of these guys jumped off the page and helped this team actually win? There's a difference between reality of what we're going to see and then having hope and desire. And I think Browns fans have had that for their entire life. Plus, I mean, let's face it, Ohio State and Texas, man, come on. And high school football should be super exciting again this year. I can't wait. You know, so it's the whole Friday, Saturday, Sunday fall experience. Best time of the year here. There's no question.
Mary Kay will be joining us ASAP. You're talking about the Browns and you're excited, Andy. And I am.
I don't care if people tell me there's only five wins. I don't care.
And what did you just say in your distorted mind?
In my distorted mind, they have hope. I have hope every year. They're 0-0 right now. The Ravens are 0-0. The Steelers are 0-0. The Bengals are 0-0. I mean, there's always a chance. That's why I get really bummed out when we start talking about our team's not playing to win or, okay, let's start trading guys off in baseball because just get me to the playoffs and give me a chance. If we get beat in the playoffs, like the most sorry excuse of anything that I ever hear is, we just got to the playoffs. We didn't get very far. I don't care if it's the Cavs. I don't care if it's the Guardians. I don't care if it's the Browns. Get me the playoffs. Give me a chance because I know there are other teams sitting at home as we have year in and year out and watched everyone else play. I'd rather get beat and give up three interceptions in a playoff game for pick sixes. At least we got there.
All right. I understand your reason for optimism, and I feel the same way.
It's Cleveland optimism. It's
the idea of, well, let's see it.
Yeah.
Let's see it. I agree with you on that. You know, every year, some team, some couple of teams jump up and do things that they're not expected to do.
It happens and, all the time
exactly.
in the NFL.
And there's no reason to think that it couldn't be our team, except for maybe this.
Why you guys should tell my dreams?
I'm not dashing your dreams. I think it would be a monumental effort for this team to be really good this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's possible. I'm not going to rule it out. But I stumbled across a couple of things yesterday when I was sitting on the couch after work yesterday. And I just thought, oh, my goodness. Really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
First, let me give you this one.
Okay.
ESPN. Okay?
Okay.
Overall.
Okay.
ESPN roster rankings. They ranked the rosters of every team in the National Football League. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this was written by... A bunch of their different guys, they put it together, okay? And they had Mike Clay, Aaron Schatz, who's been on our show, Seth Walder, rank every lineup, and then they put it together as a group. Mm-hmm. So the entire roster ranking, how many teams are there in the NFL?
32.
They came up with the Browns being ranked roster 31st.
All right, so we're not in last place. Be an optimist, my friend. Be an optimist.
Just ahead of them, the Carolina Panthers at 30th. And the worst roster in their estimation was the Saints at 32.
Thank you.
This is some of the things that ESPN came up with as they ranked the Browns roster the second worst in the NFL. Their biggest strength, edge rusher. Okay, we'll give them that. Myles Garrett. Biggest weakness. And this is according to Mike Clay, who does a lot of research type writing, a lot of fantasy stuff too. Biggest weakness, quarterback. And he said what we've said before. They say that if you have two starting quarterbacks, you have zero starting quarterbacks. So what if you have four?
Oh, that's four times no quarterback, yeah.
And he said the Browns roll out a rare full-on competition between four underwhelming candidates. Flacco, 40. Journeyman, Kenny Pickett, third round, fifth round. Dylan, Shador. He said, perhaps one of the rookies will be a gem, but it's hard to see much upside. The X factor for 2025, according to ESPN, the entire rookie class. And he says, Cleveland's not a contender in 2025, so you're going to try and develop these rookies. Can Mason Graham be a stalwart on the D-line for many years? Do they have a successor for Nick Chubb? These questions matter more than wins and losses for the Browns this season.
All right, that sucks.
Do you believe that?
Yeah, I don't like hearing that.
You think
that,
it does?
Yeah, that's true. I'm like, there's a part of me that sits here every day, and we have for better part of 14 years now, Jeff, and that's not to mention the years before that when we weren't sitting here talking to each other, talking about this. We were talking to other people about it. We know what the reality is. We have since 99, that it's never been the same as what it was when we were younger. At some point, it's going to turn, and that the generation that now sits there and watches this team will maybe one day get to experience what we felt, even in a non-Super Bowl championship year, to understand what it feels like to make it to the AFC championship, to understand what it means to win multiple games, to understand what it means to have a home playoff game. It's coming. It's going to happen at some point.
Well,
hopefully we are alive and breathing. When the odds, I think, you know, because of the parity in the game, say that it's going to happen at some point. So, and I'm not trying to be like, crazy Cleveland sports fan. It's just at some point, this has got to break.
Well, you would think so. ESPN says the non-starter to know. This is interesting, and I think it's a nice choice. Mahmoud Diabate, the linebacker, who last year as an undrafted free agent did a nice job.
And would you say that, though?
Why
the non-starter
not?
To know, if you ask me, I would probably say... On defense, Mike Hall, although we know Mike Hall.
Well,
I think he might start,
maybe. Maybe.
And then maybe
might be Collins.
Jamari Thrash could be the guy on the other side. Harold Fannin could be that guy.
I think Harold Fannin could be that guy. Yeah, I do think Harold could be that guy. So that's ESPN's ranking.
Okay.
They have right, the Browns right. at their the Browns roster.
Yeah, they don't even show highlights on sports anymore. Do we even care?
31st out of 32 NFL teams.
They put four people on the table and tell them to yak.
But
do
there's
we care
more.
Anymore? Yeah, what?
There's more. Right, Pro Football Focus.
Okay, much more respectable site. Okay.
Oh, you're not going to like it. Oh, release their positional rankings. So they went through and did all of their deep dive analytical stuff and came up with rankings based on who was here, what they did last year, additions and everything else as to what they think the positions are and where they are ranked. So I'm going to start with the positive. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The highest ranking position group for the Browns, according to Pro Football Focus and their positional rankings, the defensive line, 7th. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay.
Yeah. Linebackers are 12th.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would have said that.
Without JOK. Then they even factored that in. Hmm. I thought that's interesting. Hmm. And defensive backs are 15th.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you're wondering about safety.
Oh, boy.
You know?
Yeah, I guess.
Can Ronnie Hickman step in and do the job? I think Ronnie Hickman could be really good.
I do, too.
So I'm anxious about that. But defensively, the line 7th, the linebackers 12th, and defensive backs 15th.
So where does that place us defensively in the NFL? Is there a big ranking?
No.
Okay.
They just did positional rankings.
All right.
You ready for the fun?
This can't be good.
They ranked quarterback as just the starter.
32.
29th. They had Joe Flacco 29th. And they had Flacco listed as the starter. So 29th, their offensive line, the highest ranking position group on the offense.
Okay.
27th.
I think they'll be better than they were last year, so I think that's bloated based on last year. So
they based it on, Andy, you're right, a lot of injuries and the age of four of the five starters, all guys in their 30s. And according to Pro Football Focus, Teller and Betonio, though we like them here and though they've been good in the past, they had them ranked, I believe it was 40th for Betonio and 43rd for Teller out of guards in the NFL last year. That's not good.
I want to see what this O-line looks like with a different O-line coach this year.
I agree.
I don't know how they dropped so far in 1 year.
And Andy, I literally have my fingers crossed for good health for these guys.
Yeah.
I think the offensive line's pretty good. If it's healthy. If it's not healthy, and we went over this a week or so ago, they have brought in some guys who should be much more helpful coming off the bench if they need to play. Some veterans with some size and some experience. And hopefully Zach Zinter is more ready to step in at guard if he needs to. Okay, that's the best unit on the offense. The offensive line ranked 27th. Running backs ranked 29th.
Well, why would... Yeah, I don't know why you would have them ranked any higher. First of all, you just lost Quinshon Judkins for probably 6 games. So let's... When did they write this? Yesterday?
No, it was a little before then, even when Judkins was...
You have two unproven, zero-yard running backs on this team. Why would you give them any street cred?
Because you drafted one in the second round.
But that's not... What does that do? Does that make you a middle-of-the-road team? Again, we talk about running backs being a dime a dozen. The process of thinking of having Sampson and Judkins together, I thought was exciting.
Yeah, me too.
Now this is all going to be on Sampson and what Jerome Ford can do. And I kind of
maybe Pierre Strong.
Yeah, and I hope that Ford took this to heart and said, look, they thought two rookies can come in here and do a better job than me. I want to be the starter, and I want to be a guy that can have as much impact as I wish Nick Chubb. But I think I'm going to try to get as close as I can to where he was.
And how about this? Wide receivers, position group, where are they ranked in the NFL, Andy?
Near the bottom.
Oh, not near the bottom.
The bottom.
32nd.
Judy alone takes me off of that. And
32nd.
Are you buying that?
Yes, I am. I think their wide receiving group is just, man, my fingers are crossed and there are question marks everywhere. I like Cedric Tillman.
I hope that's hanging up in the locker room somewhere.
Well, I hope so, too. I hope it's hanging up in the general manager's room, if you want to know the truth.
Well, I'd rather have the players be motivated. The general manager can't catch a pass.
No, but he can go get somebody who can. You're counting on Deontay Johnson returning to Pittsburgh form, and you're counting on Cedric being what he was for several games. What do those position rankings do for you? Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock for Mary Kay Cabot, so get ready for that. She had something come up. She's going to join us at 1. What do those position rankings mean to you, folks? Man, they feel terrible to me. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. Andrew Siciliano, Browns play-by-play from the Browns Radio Network, joining us at noon. Mm-hmm. We just chatted about some information that's come out. ESPN put out roster rankings, all the rosters in the National Football League. They had the Browns second to last, 31st. Overall talent on the roster, 31st.
So much optimism with your lunch.
Pro Football Focus.
More optimism.
Ranking positions by, you know, comparing them to everybody else in the NFL. Defense, the line was 7th. Linebackers, 12th. DBs, 15th. On the offense, your starting quarterback was ranked 29th. They had Flacco listed as the starter. Offensive line was 27th, top of the Faber pledge class. Running backs, 29th. Wide receivers, dead last at 32nd. I read all those numbers, Andy, and I thought, 5 years that Andrew Berry has been working with Paul DePodesta on this stuff, and this is where the roster is. Is that an indictment on Andrew Berry and Paul DePodesta? Is it an indictment that one really bad trade deal contract set the roster back that badly?
You did give up a lot of first-round picks. Not that they would have done anything great with them, but...
Four fourths, I believe. Three. You gave up a lot. Mm-hmm. You gave up a lot. But after 5 years of a regime, and I'm all for patience. I've preached that like crazy.
Yeah.
You have the 31st ranked roster in the NFL, according to ESPN. And your offensive position groups are 27th, 29th, 29th, and 32nd. That's rough. How's that sit, Browns fans? 216-474-0092.
There's a part of me that said you give up all those first-round picks, so you should expect this, right? I mean, I mean, before this year, the last time we had another first-round pick was, what, Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, I know, but that's...
I'm sorry, Jed Wills.
Forgive me, that's one guy. That's one pick a year. Man, that's... You know, and it's critical.
But it's your most important pick. Well,
without question.
And it defines your draft classes.
But you've got a lot of players on a football team. Even if you had the number one picks, that's three guys. That's only three guys added to the roster. Now, it could be three real critical guys, but it's three. I give the Haslams credit, I think, on this.
So 2020 was his first draft,
for
right?
For being patient.
Is that right, 2020?
Yeah.
5 years, 2020, okay.
I give them credit for being patient, but man, that's a tough... If you look at it, and if those rankings are legit, and to be honest, I think they're pretty close. I mean, I wouldn't rank the Browns roster, you know, that highly. You know, I've been screaming for years about the wide receivers, and Pro Football Focus agrees.
Jeff, who's his best draft pick?
They've not drafted well under Andrew Berry, and to say anything,
JOK is hurt, but
probably the best guy. To say anything other than that, I think is just being blindly optimistic or not wanting to actually take a good look at it. They've had trouble drafting. I don't think there's any question about that.
Mm. I'm just looking at these names going, what were we thinking?
Well, that's where GMs are supposed to build teams, Andy. You're looking at third, fourth, fifth round picks.
Yeah.
There aren't a ton of them that are being major contributors.
This is not good. Why do you do this to me? This is like I'm going out for a steak, and you're bringing me back like...
You'd get it done well done anyway.
No. Would you stop it? When's the last time I had a well-done steak, Jeff Phelps?
It's been a while, because Dan and I convinced you to go
absolutely
at least
not.
Medium or
the
medium
Super
well.
The Super Poobah introduced me to medium plus, and ever since then I've been... I'm a fan.
Stop it, Jeff.
You've told Dan and me that it was us.
Absolutely not. 100% former Super Poobah.
I would take medium plus on the roster. We don't have that.
If you're at a fine steakhouse, you could do a medium plus butterfly cut. You're good to go, man. Life is good. And when you do the butterfly cut, doesn't it feel like you're getting two steaks? No,
Two thin steaks instead of one great
steak. I'm going to be honest with you. I would rather have the two thin steaks rather than one juicy one.
That's because you like your steaks cooked a little more well. That's okay.
Butterfly cut, way to go. 216-474-0092. That's what I'm saying.
Trying to talk about the Browns.
I don't care, Jeff. I'm at the point now where I don't care. You want to bring up steaks? I'm going all in. I don't do anything half, you know what, other than steaks. I cut them in half. Butterfly cut. Next.
Are we allowed to talk football now?
Yes, we can, Jeff.
Browns
yes.
Jeff,
you absolutely
tomorrow.
Depressed me into the ground as I sit here.
Juwan
Briggs, was that a good one?
You were optimistic
Isaiah
early.
McGuire.
I get that. Isaiah McGuire might be a player. Might be a player.
Luke Whipler. Cameron Mitchell.
Might be a player.
I'm trying to actually say guys that I thought.
Might be players. It's odd how much they've missed on stuff.
Dawson Deaton. How'd that?
Ooh.
What happened there? Ooh. What happened there?
I think he had injury waived, didn't
he? Is that what it was? I can't remember. A lot of guys. A lot of names. Dimitri Felton.
If you think the roster is as bad as ESPN thinks it is and as bad as Pro Football Focus thinks it is.
Do you have to care what they think, though? I mean,
go back? If we could hit the rewind function on the Odyssey app, we would hear you say, who cares what ESPN thinks? And then I said, Pro Football Focus. And you said, oh, good. These are the guys who know what they're talking about.
Maybe. I was hoping for just some more optimism in a land of negativity.
Doesn't it kind of make you think? Makes me think this. Makes me think you've got a good football coach. He's taking not a whole lot and doing okay with it at times. But you went from 11 wins to 3. That's not good either. Brian is in some part of Florida. Hello, Brian.
Brian.
Hey, you guys. Yeah, well, I'm going to call and depress you more because I want to be excited too, but this regime, after 5 years into a rebuild, They went out in week one last year, coming off a playoff 11-win season, and they rolled over and died one quarter into the 2024 season. It's inexcusable. To give you context, the Pittsburgh Steelers have not lost less than four games since the 1950s. So we have become so conditioned to these seasons and punting till next year and the quarterback carousel that will be 2025 and more losses, and we're always punting to some future that never seems to arrive, and I'm tired of it. And can I give you just one example? The Pittsburgh Steelers, even if they had not signed Aaron Rodgers this year, their quarterback would have been Mason Rudolph. Why? Because they're not going to go out and lose 14 games just to see what Will Howard has. They put the best guys on the field every week, every year, and their goal is to win football games. And until we, as a culture, take that mentality, we're just punting to some future that will never arrive. The indictment for Barry and all these guys, this is year six. I mean, the roster is worse than when they took over. Our cap situation is worse than when they took over. There's no plan. They're just going out there and doing what they do, missing on drafts, on free agent classes. They have four quarterbacks. We all know that didn't make any sense in the draft, but we pretend that they have a plan. They don't. And my prediction is 2025 is going to be a quarterback carousel, and that chaos that the carousel is going to lead to another 3 or 4 win season. And then we're going to say to ourselves, what was all this? Because at the end of the day, they're going to be drafting a quarterback number one next year anyway. So I hate to be – I'm out on this regime, and I'm ready for some new leadership in Berea and on the field. And I want that. That's what it's going to take for me to get excited. I unfortunately think this year is just more of what we just saw.
Brian, thank you very much. Passionate phone call from Brian.
Good Will Howard reference. Good Will Howard reference.
Oh, Will.
I didn't even see you press the button. Did you mentally do that?
Are we going to go Goodwill Howard now? We got to get...
Seriously, did you even press the button, or was that just right there?
Listen, man, sometimes I'm decent at what I do.
I didn't even see you move. That was like magic.
Sometimes I hit mediocrity from time to time.
It's like you have a chip implanted in your brain that has drops in it.
Six drafts by this regime. And ESPN says they have the 31st... roster in the NFL.
How much of that is tainted by this Deshaun Watson trade, though, Jeff?
Drafts were horrible. It's one position.
One spot, giving up that first round, I mean, there's a trickle-down effect, too. You're giving up your first-round pick, right? So now you're saying, we don't want one of the best 32 players or allegedly one of the best 32 players in the NFL. We give up on that. But we also have other needs, so we need to draft in other positions. And so now, rather than taking the guy who's one in the top 32, now we're pushing that back to the second round, if we're lucky, if we have a second-round pick. And maybe the guy we wanted wasn't there. I mean, it's the whole, like... You know, did one thing affect and it's cause and effect? It's just, and so the effect of making a horrible decision to trade those first round draft picks to overpay a quarterback that has given you absolutely nothing has been devastating. And the owner admitted that. Swing and a miss.
I agree. I think giving the front office a complete pass because of one.
I'm not giving them a complete pass.
No, I didn't say you were, but I think some people do. And giving the front office a complete pass because of one deal where you gave up, certainly you gave up draft choices, that shouldn't trash the entire roster if you're doing your job well
and
in the other areas.
Steve Martin in the jerk being guess the fooler and giving you that little place where you can pick, you know what you got to pick.
I'm not sure what that all meant. Yes, Levon's in Cleveland. Hello, Levon.
You get it, don't you?
Come on over and win some crap.
That's right.
Go ahead, Levon.
Hi, Levon.
LeVon, sorry. Yeah, okay. The Browns, they're going in the right direction, having a quarterback competition and signing Myles Garrett. But the main problem is still there in the organization. Kevin needs to go. You need to get the coach from the Dallas head and try to move on. Deshaun Watson, he signed the deal. And he got the money. So we got to play on that. So we got to let things go. You got to let those two things go, the quarterback and the coach.
All right, what about the guy who put the players on the field for the coach to coach?
What about the cap restrictions on that you have now that you're going to make your life a lot worse if you just let him go right now? You're going to make things worse if you cut Deshaun.
You got to straighten that out, though. You got to get rid of them.
You got to wait. Yeah, you got to wait to do it, though. Otherwise, you're absolutely – not only are you what bad now, you're going to be bad for – instead of 4 years, you're going to be bad for 14 years.
How long has Kevin been here? We got to get a new coach.
He's been here as long as Andrew Berry's been here. I think the coach is the least of your issues on this team.
How many times – although people say he didn't coach them in the playoffs. But how many playoff appearances do we have since 99?
Three.
How many home playoff games do we have?
None.
Thank you. this conversation is absolute. Right. I was in a great mood because of the Guardians, and now I am like,
all right.
We all need to go to Australia where the water flows the other way because we need to figure out a different direction.
All right. Let me ask you this. Everybody says, and ESPN said it, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. If you have four, should you trade one? Opportunity yesterday came up. I'm going to say no, and I'll tell you why coming up. Plus, what in the name of Bob Barker are they trying to sell? If you can connect those dots with golf, you'll enjoy our little next topic coming up, among other things.
Looking forward to this?
You certainly are.
I have no idea.
And the quarterback stuff. Okay, it's great. Coming up on Baskin and Phelps. Siciliano joins us at noon.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
The Happy Gilmore remake is it out already?
Or is Friday. It'll be out on Friday.
Okay, it's coming out on Friday. And it's on what, Netflix?
Yep, it'll be right there on Netflix.
Okay. As part of this, they're hyping things like crazy. And Julie Bowen, who... was in the first one, is in the second one. She was surprised that she was back in the second one, all that stuff. But if you know Happy Gilmore, if you don't, you should go watch the first one. It was great fun. But Happy putted with a hockey stick. And then he had a putter by Chubbs.
Yeah.
That was made as a hockey stick.
It was like a tiny hockey stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he putted with that.
Hockey stick is what they're.
They're now selling those.
Knee hockey stick?
Is that correct?
So Odyssey.
And Odyssey makes really, a great putter.
Really, really high-end, expensive putters.
Yeah.
Have put out the Happy Gilmore hockey stick putter.
Yeah. And you can get one for the small fee of...
$500. 500.00.
$500 for a hockey stick putter.
I see it as high on eBay. It's going for $800.
Because they sold out of them so fast. There were that many people.
But I do see one for $150.
Too. The level of disposable income to buy the hockey stick Happy Gilmore putter from Odyssey that comes with a tube sock on top of it that says Gilmore.
It's pretty cool.
It's very cool, but $500 cool, Andy. Come on.
Yeah, I'm not paying $500. Is this a new putter then? Because it appears to have different... wow, look at that. Oh,
that's good. That's good radio. Wow, Jeff, look at that.
I don't care. Anyone who's looking at it is going to... And this one will ship out the next day for $800. Wow. It's impressive. It's an impressive putter. I don't know that. I wouldn't want to use that, though.
Yeah, so they also have Happy Gilmore golf balls out there that you could get. I mean, they're selling all kinds of merch, but $500.
Disposable income is a good thing. And I'm sure some people would, you know, probably buy it and actually use it.
When is it? It comes out Friday?
I think Friday.
My movie comes out Friday, yeah. We went back and watched it. Did you rewatch it over the last week or two?
I've watched it so many darn times. It's pretty much burnt into my brain.
I have too.
All I know is that, unfortunately, Bob Barker won't be in it.
No, but Travis Kelce's in it.
Yeah, that's good. Is Travis going to beat up Happy Gilmore?
Maybe.
Like Bob Barker did?
And sadly, Carl Weathers not in it either. They were not able to do it
before
Carl Weathers passed away.
Former Oakland Raider.
Carl Weathers, I should say. Sorry.
Former Oakland Raider.
His brother played here, didn't he?
Curtis Clarence? They were talking about how they had a whole part put together for Carl Weathers and how Adam Sandler and Carl Weathers would talk all the time about making Happy Gilmore too, and you know, sadly he didn't make it. So there will be no Chubbs Peterson.
How long did his brother played here 6 years.
Would you use that putter on the golf course?
I would. What do I care? I'm not, you know, people who think they're playing to get on the tour, I don't want to play with you. I don't want you to be on my team.
The funny thing about a putter, and Dan, you said it.
Oh, here we go.
This one's $500, but it's, you know, you're buying a Happy Gilmore putter.
Yeah.
Other putters are really expensive. You can get really expensive putters. And I'll be honest, our former coworker, Chris Villar, who was Menigan before Chapman was Menigan, was two or three producers ago.
Yeah, any of you that have the Baskin Phelps bingo card, you just killed the whole world.
Chris had a PGA teaching pro card. And I played golf with Chris a couple times. And Chris said this about putters, because we would talk about golf and golf clubs. He said, if you can putt, you can putt with a 2x4.
That's right.
And I agree with him. You don't need a big expensive putter. I had a really nice Cleveland putter that I took somewhere and leaned it up against something and walked away, called within an hour. No, it's gone. Okay. My fault. I left it behind. So I still use, when I play golf, a putter that I've had since high school. And it's a classic old Acushnet Bullseye putter.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's got one of those.
Well, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And
that's why I just said it, Jeff.
So,
if you
can putt, you can putt. Doesn't matter with what. Something happened yesterday in the NFL.
Are we done with Happy Gilmore? Because I'm looking for... Are you going to watch a movie, Jeff? That's the next question.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Is there any way that it's going to be better...
Julie Bowen's hot.
...than the first?
No. This...
I don't think so.
This falls under... So I always used to laugh and... We'd call it the MacGruber theory, which is if you go into anything with low enough expectations, it'll be enjoyable.
It's very hard to make a sequel that's better than the first.
Yeah, that's where I am with this. I feel the same way about this that I did walking into the MacGruber movie, where I'm like, okay, as long as I get like two decent laughs, I'm going to be fine. And that's where I am with Happy Gilmore 2. I'm going to watch it, and if I get two good laughs, I will call it a success.
Yeah, the trailer doesn't have me rolling over laughing, right? Like, I'm not there right now. Can I also bring up one other movie thing? And now we're a week past Superman starting, right?
You've had a week.
Okay. I do seem to notice that when people are talking, and it's not that I'm, you know, trying to dip into other people's conversations, but I do find a lot of people talking about the movie still around town. Yeah. Do you? Anybody? Jeff?
It's still number one in the theaters.
Jeff, anyone still saying anything? Yeah, like,
not a word.
But it's because you don't talk to a lot of people.
Not a word.
So I'm glad you got it. We were... we were out to breakfast on Sunday, and I heard some guy talking to another guy. We were walking through a parking lot, and they were having like the most philosophical debate about the storyline in Superman. Can you just enjoy the movie? Do we have to get into why so-and-so exists in the movie? I don't want to give it away. I'll be cool about it. Do we have to tear it apart? It's a fun movie. Yes, I know. Superman gets beat up a little bit in this thing. But, I mean, we're not asking you to come up with a formula for world peace. We're talking about a movie that you sit in a theater for, I don't know, 2+ hours maybe, and just have some enjoyment.
The TV show never had a dork.
The special effects are awesome. Your city is on display. And as Tropical Storm looked at me, as he's already seen the movie twice, he looked at me and he said, "Dad, why is that guy crushing the movie? Like, who is that guy and why does he feel the need to crush the movie? I just don't get it." Just go enjoy yourself. And you know what? You don't even have to go to the theater. Wait till it comes out on it'll be HBO Max.
One of the streaming services, yeah.
Yeah, it'll come out. Just enjoy it. The storyline doesn't have to be nuclear physics or brain surgery. It's a good movie. It's fun. It's Our City.
It's a good summer popcorn movie.
Stop trying to act like you're some professor of cinema talking about it. It just irritates me. I just get so irritated. Well, how can that be? This is that. I'm like, uncle, I get it. And I like comic books when I was a kid, but I don't look at these movies as comic books. I look at them as entertainment. Thank you. Are we done? Do you want to go back to sports now?
I agree with every word you said.
Yeah, let's just have fun, man. Relax, enjoy.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are rolling out throwback uniforms to 1933.
Do you think it's weird that that Batman used Pittsburgh Stadium and Superman used ours? Just food for thought. Yes, so the Steelers are doing what?
They're rolling out throwback uniforms that go to 1933, and I had a thought. Huh. My thought was this. If you're going to roll out throwback uniforms, is it okay to use throwback uniforms that almost no one alive actually saw when they were on the field? In other words, if you threw out a throwback from 1933, you are anybody born in 1933 would be 92 years old right now. So nobody born in 33 is going to remember what they look like because they were a baby, which would mean you got to be about 10 years old, which means you're 102. Can throwbacks, and I kind of think they can because it's a look, you know, back at the history of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But in order for anybody to go, God, I remember when they wore those, they were beautiful. They'd have to be about 102. Is that okay?
I'm assuming the Steelers stunk back then, too, okay? Right? Is it okay to use a throwback uniform that wasn't?
I think it is because it's just like, wow, look what they wore way back when, but nobody alive would actually remember ever actually seeing those on the football field.
I think it's cool. I mean, it feels like kind of going to Colonial Williamsburg or one of those things where you walk around and you have everybody wearing the garb of the time. Like, it's kind of cool. It's great to have those throwback moments. The problem I have with them is they're ugly as sin. Like, even bumblebees would look at those things and go, oh my God,
I think they're so ugly, they're awesome.
I think those unis are better than their other ones, and the ones that look like they came from the B-skit with John Belushi on Saturday Night Live.
Buzz, right? Buzz.
Yeah, I mean,
the beginning of the Blues Brothers.
Yeah. No, they're not wearing those in the beginning of the Blues Brothers. What? You lost me on that.
He was going to the sketch.
The B sketch.
I was doing the sketch.
Yeah.
Me too.
You're both talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, are they singing Blues Brothers? Is that the Blues Brothers singing in that? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
There must be another sketch then, too, that's beyond Blues Brothers that I remember.
They had bees singing.
Yeah.
And Dan Aykroyd was wearing the hat and the shades.
All right.
And Aykroyd.
Are these throwbacks better, though, than those? No. Yes or no? Oh, I think these throwbacks are better.
I think these are better.
I do, too. Jeff and I are on the same page.
Yeah. I just wonder, you know, go to your favorite nursing home, or if your grandparents or great-grandparents are fortunate enough to be still living on their own at 102, when the Steelers wear them, and it's going to be Aaron Rodgers wearing those against the Packers. I think it's week 8. Just go and talk to great-grandma and great-grandpa and say, you remember those?
It's kind of like walking through the art museum and seeing all the suits of armor. It's like the same general idea. Like you're walking through
suits
there.
Suits of armor.
Well, but like no one alive is like, I remember when we all wore that.
You know, the way to clean it up, you know, the way you can make it easy. Just wear Browns throwbacks. You remember those? I do, from 2017. No, not those. The ones from 1967. Oh, yeah. Just like the ones in 2017.
Wait, was 2017 was when they had the
weird ones. I picked the wrong year. Sorry.
No, you're fine. It just made me think for half a second. I'm like, wait a minute.
Guys, I don't think the Steelers throwback is horrible. It's still better than the B jersey. I can't stand the B jersey. I think they're goofy. Yeah. Still better than that.
It's cool. I'm fine.
But
with
then
it.
Again, I like the Houston Astros jerseys. The
rainbows?
Yeah, I like those. I like the Vancouver Canucks.
The Nolan Ryan and the rainbow jersey. That was cute.
Yeah, I mean, it's like if the Washington Nationals decided to wear Washington Senators gear. Like, it's just cool. Okay.
Can they wear Expo stuff?
That would be cool. That would be awesome.
I don't know, man. Expos is still probably one of the greatest logos in the history of logos.
It's up there. That one is fantastic.
Andrew Siciliano calls play-by-play on the Browns Radio Network. Andrew, joining us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.